Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor your holy presence this morning, O God. We thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. No God like you. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are the one who has all power, all might. Oh, you are Adonai, our lordship. There is no God that can compare to you. You are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. And I thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives. We honor your holy presence this morning, O God. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't think without you. There's nothing that we can do without you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for life and life more abundantly. We thank you, O God, for rising us up early. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for everything you're doing on our behalf. In the name, even those things that we're not even aware of. Thank you for stopping accidents from happening to us, mishaps. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for the provisions that you provide for us every day. And Lord, forgive us when we think that our employer is giving us our income when it comes directly from you. We thank you that we have health. We don't take it for granted that you give us excellent health. You give us strength in our bodies. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you are the one who lifts up that standard. Even though many times you have said, have you considered my servant? They are perfect in all their ways. And you had a conversation with us, with the enemy concerning us, because you know what you put on the inside of us, and you know we're able to stand even in the midst of temptation, like Jesus when he said, it is written. So we say, it is written today. We will stand. We eschew evil. We hate evil. We love you, O God. We embrace your ways. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning for what you're about to do on Bible Storyland. Have your way. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against us. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls, and until they submit. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke those that rush at us. Let them flee away. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot, and let them fall into a deep sleep, O God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of your nostrils, O God, rebuke the enemy. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of your nostrils, O God, rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the enemy with the flames of fire. Let 1,000 flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out right now. In the name of Jesus, you've been found out, Satan. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every mountain in our lives and command it to be removed and cast into the sea. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed right now in the name of Jesus. We serve a holy God, a righteous God. There is no God like you. Well, good morning again and welcome to Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us. Oh, but we are so grateful that the Most High took time out of his busy schedule. He didn't forget us. He knows when we call upon his name. He is present with us this morning. So we are grateful that the Almighty joined us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful when the Almighty joined us. He loved us. And we love him. We adore him. We are grateful. You know, he's a great God. He's our healer, Jehovah Rapha. He is our righteousness, Jehovah Sitkanu. He is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Nobody can provide for us the way he provides. He's the Almighty God. He's Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. And you know we can't do without him. Even when I thought that I was doing it on my own, the Holy God was keeping me in his almighty hand and helping me and keeping me, and he was doing the same thing for you. So as we read the word of God this morning in Psalms 10, let us dwell on the word of God and let it get into our spirits and be obedient to the word. Psalms 10 says, "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of the heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. And for all his enemies, he puffed at them. He had said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he doth murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set up against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thy hand and forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite and requite it. With thy hand, the poor committed himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. In the name of Jesus, break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are punished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may be no more oppressed." Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you, O God, for what you're doing on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you today, O God. We thank you that your word is holy. You honor your word above your name. And we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your righteous word. We thank you that your word is great and greatly to be praised. So this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you've done already. We bless your holy name. We thank you that you are in our presence right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cannot do anything without you. We are looking forward to you leading us day by day. Oh, Father, we can't lead ourselves, but you can lead us in your path of righteousness. And we are grateful that you have a path of righteousness, oh God, that we can come into, we can run into your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can run into your holy presence. We can be protected by you. We are safe in your presence, in the name of Jesus. Well, this morning, we are blessed this morning to have with us a great man of God and his son. He is faithful to Bible Storyland. God is blessing him, bringing him higher in him, closer to Father God. His name is Brother David Emmanuel. We have Brother David Emmanuel the first and David Emmanuel the second. So, Brother David, press 1. Press 1 this morning. We're waiting for you to press 1. Okay. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right. Good morning, Brother David.
Good morning, Sister G. God bless you. Good morning, Bible Story Land. Good morning, families.
Amen. Amen. We're ready for you this morning.
Amen. Okay. Here we go.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you this morning, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Have your way. You want to come back on a little bit later, brother?
Things trying to act up on me now. It was working out. Okay, he should be.
We rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off of that.
Here we go. We ready, Sister G.
All right.
Family day, together we pray. Family day, together we pray. Family day, together we pray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like this. Together we stand, divided we fall. Family speak together through it all. From the Sunshine State, can you correlate? The destiny of our future is looking great. Younger generation got the will at hand. If you want to make it to the promised land, then kneel to God, follow his command. Lift up your arm, praise him with your hand. Came to give us life, life abundantly. So why you living life like it shouldn't be? Forget about that sin, come and roll with me, and we can make it to the top where we're supposed to be. In this life, it's not all about me. It's bigger than that. It's called family. I don't need a guitar to be in the band. Just give me a mic. Forget about the stand. Keep it clean. No need for Listerine. Little David's on this track. He makes the ladies scream. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Now get your Bibles up. Get them Bibles up. Get them Bibles up. Little Dave, let's go.
Yeah. Get your hands up, Bible Story Lamb. We got to sit together till the very end. Yeah, bruh, that's a guaranteed win. I'm the youngest of my tribe, so you know I'm trying to strive, living life to the fullest long as I'm alive. Twinkle in my eyes, hot blood in my veins. You can think the name, can't handle the flame. Get faint, playing like it's a game, yeah. Don't
yeah.
go astray, stick with your fam, don't waste your life away.
Yeah, yeah. Vibratory land, family day. Sister G, what about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Bible story land. I tell you, I thank God for creative people. You know, God is the author of creativity, and he gives his people creative, witty ideas. So, Brother David, I thank you and your son that you allow God to give you creative and witty ideas. You know, a lot of times God gives us ideas, creative and witty. We don't even use them. We say, oh, yeah, you know, I was going to write this song, but, you know, I never got around to it. Do it while God has put it fresh in you. You know, I was going to write a story. I was going to write a book. Do it while God is fresh in you, while the anointing of writing is upon you. Don't put it off. You know, you may say, well, you know, I was going to go here. I was getting ready to praise the Lord, and then the phone rang, and I never got around to it. Oh, no, we're not going to put it off. So I thank God for that creativity, Brother David, for you and your son. Blessings upon you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister G, were you going to let me announce the Beach Boulevard?
Yes, sir.
At Papa Doc's on Sunday night, starting at 7:15 p.m. on Beach Boulevard, 3768 Beach Boulevard. We have a platform which is an inspirational environment, spiritual environment for people, poets, singers, dancers, rappers, whatever you do to uplift God's name. We give you a platform there. You come in, new artists or established artists, to get your name out. It's totally free admission, totally free admission. And it's a barbecue place. They have wonderful barbecue, wonderful. You won't ever forget it. You have a live band. A number that you can dial here in Jacksonville is 904-571-7254, 571-7254. Or you can go to PrinceWilliamsMusicMinistry.com for the website. And he has a wife that does poetry. The two of them have been on fire working for the Lord, and they are setting up platforms, and they are traveling to churches. And they helped me develop my spiritual comedy. They are just a blessing all around. So if you all can help support that Papa Doc's on Beach Boulevard, 3768 Beach Boulevard, that would be a wonderful blessing for you and for the Lord to help uplift his name.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. All right. So I thank God for Bible Storyland this morning. We are on the air right now. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland, so I thank you. Let me give the number out again just in case anybody didn't get it. It's 1-619-789-4313. We are airing right now, so join us on Bible Storyland. All right. I thank God for each of you. As I said, today is Family Day, so we are decreeing and declaring for families today. I decree and declare that fathers would be saved and obedient to the Lord. We pray for families today. I decree and declare that mothers would be saved and obey the Lord. We're praying for their families today. I decree and declare that fathers and mothers would train up their children in the way they should go, so when the children are old, they won't depart from it. I decree and declare that children will obey their parents and live long lives on the earth. I decree and declare that families will begin to pray together, cook together, eat together, share together with each other, be a family again, the way God intended. I decree and declare that children will receive love and godly guidance at home, at school, and from other family members, grandparents, uncles, and aunts. I decree and declare that our children will receive prayer in the public and private schools again. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our children will be saved at a young age and that they will be sold out for Jesus. I decree and declare that our children will be protected by God all the days of their lives. I decree and declare that our children will love the Lord their God with all of their heart, soul, and strength, and they will love each other like they love themselves. I decree and declare that our children will live long lives according to God's plan for him or her lives. I decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I decree and declare that our children are obedient to God, to their parents, and those who have rule and authority over them. I decree and declare that there will be peace in our schools, in the halls, in the bathroom, in the classroom. I decree and declare that our children are obedient to God. I decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I decree and declare that our children have wisdom. They make wise choices every day of their lives. When they're seemingly up against the wall under peer pressure, that they will make a wise choice in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our children have scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. I decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents, and that they would use those gifts and talents to give God glory. I decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. So I thank God this morning. You know, God is a good God, and he hears our prayers. I decree and declare that our children are saved, set free, and filled with the Holy Ghost at a young age, and they are continuously obedient to God. Well, I'm looking for Jackie Travis this morning. Jackie, are you on with us? Press 1. All right. She may not be on yet, but she'll be on a little bit later. All right. You know, prayer changes things. That's how we communicate with God. We don't just pray to the air, the wind. We're talking to the Most High God when we pray. And he's looking for us to call on his name. He's waiting for us in the secret place. He said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge. He is our fortress. We trust in him. You know, we can't trust in our own flesh. We trust in the Almighty God. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is the one that we trust in. We can't even trust in ourselves. We can't do anything on our own. I know we think we do it on our own. You know, we jump in the swimming pool. We think we're swimming on our own. No, no. We're under the shadow of the Almighty God. He's guiding our hands and arms. He's putting strength in our bodies. You know, when they're running the triathlon, you know, they're not doing it on their own. God is doing it through them. So I want to let you know, God is an awesome God, and he hears and he answers prayers. You ever been crying out to God for something? You know, just crying out, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I need you. Lord, move this pain from me. Lord, increase my finances. Lord, help my children, oh God. My children are coming up against me. Lord, help. And all of a sudden, something happened. It wasn't you. It was God. He did it by his mercy and his grace. You know he's a merciful God. So this morning, we're going to pray prayers for our generation, the next generation. This prayer is coming from my pastor's book called Prayers That Bring Change, Apostle Kimberly Daniels. So I thank God. You know, there are people who follow God. She's a woman of creativity. God gave her the inspiration to write a book, and she didn't just sit on it. She got right on up and started writing it, even though she's busy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation. I bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator. I come against that spirit that will put the spotlight on the world and make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I decree and declare that that spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I decree that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God as never before. I release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, in the high schools, the middle schools, colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, the beauty schools, and other places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplace, Hollywood, and political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. I bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against children from the womb to college are broken in the name of Jesus. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as light on the top of the hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto you. We decree and declare that the next generation will lift you up in the name of Jesus. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to our young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in the fierce obedience of God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with a heart to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. In the name of Jesus, all generational curses are broken off of our children. The blessings and anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout their bloodline to the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of good stewardship, is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come near their dwelling of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off of our children in the name of Jesus. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, I call for psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, videos, games, and the internet. demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet, airway, are bound. I bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beast of the internet. Lord, I know many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed thing shall flow into the lives of our children are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, Masons, Shriners, Skinheads, Black Panthers, the New Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that are have negatively influenced our young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the stronghold of images that will be released, images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirits of need are bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation. Through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank God for the prayers in the name of Jesus, prayers that bring change. Well, we have a great woman of God with us this morning, Evangelist Tamara Hayard from Jacksonville, Florida. She's an anointed woman of God, a wife, a mother. She works with the youth. She teaches school and has published CDs. She can tell you how to order her CDs. She will sing one or two songs for us. Good morning, Evangelist Hayard. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. We're glad you're with us.
Amen. Glad to be here again this morning. Good morning, everyone on Bible Storyland. Good morning. Okay, the song I'm going to do this morning is just simply entitled Jesus. I just put this song in my spirit this morning to just celebrate the Lord on today. And to just remember to always call on his name, Jesus. And I thank you, Sister G, for that prayer, because I learned from you through the prayer that you just prayed, how to decree and declare and how to call things out and see life over our children. So I do thank you for that today. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, how I love to calling your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, nobody but you, Lord. Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Jesus, oh, how I love to calling your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, my mountain mover, Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Oh, I remember the time when I felt so all alone. When I needed you, Jesus, all I had to do was call. Sometimes it was in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I got up off of my knees, everything was all right. Jesus, Jesus, nobody but you, Lord. Oh, how I love to call, calling your name when everyone else is gone. Jesus, Jesus, the only name by which man can be saved. Jesus, every day, every day, your name is the same. Oh, oh, cause I remember the time when I felt so all alone. Every time I needed you, Jesus, all I had to do was call. Sometimes it's in the morning. Oh, Lord, it was late at night. But when I got up off of my knees, everything was all right. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, nobody but you, Lord, no, no. Oh, how I love to call, calling your name. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Jesus, I thank you for your grace. Jesus, every day, I don't deserve your grace and your mercy, but I thank you, Lord. Oh, if you can lift your hands where you are and just say, Jesus, oh, I can't wait to see your face. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift you above everything, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are our healer, Jesus. Every day, come on and worship the Lord. Come on and just thank him for waking you up this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, we love you today, Jesus. Oh, how we love, how we love, how we love to call your name. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that washes away all sin. Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Thank you. Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just got to give God some glory.
Hallelujah. You, we're giving him glory with you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you.
Hallelujah. There's nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing
oh,
like
God.
Jesus' power. Nothing like he's. There's power in the name Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's healing in the name Jesus. It's whatever we need in the name Jesus. So we thank God for Jesus this morning. You know, without Jesus, we would not be here. You know, we can't die for ourselves. Our blood doesn't count. But Jesus' blood saved us. Jesus' blood is powerful. Every drop of his blood, he gave it for you and for me. We don't take it lightly. That he came, he bled, he died for us. Jesus, there's power in the name. There's healing in his name.
Whatever we need is in the name Jesus. And when we call upon him, he hears and he answers. So I thank God for leading Evangelist Tamara to do that song, Jesus. Jesus, we need to call on him more often because we think many times that it's us, but it's Jesus. His blood, his blood. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, sometimes look like you're driving through the traffic and all of a sudden a car is coming at you and all you can say is, Jesus, Jesus. He stopped the accident. And even sometimes when you get in an accident, he stopped the accident from taking your life. When we say Jesus, there's power in the name Jesus. Devils flee when we say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They know that name Jesus. They flee when we say Jesus. So, Evangelist Tamara, we know you have a website with CDs on it. You want to give it to us?
Yes, you can go to cdbaby.com and you can order. Just type in my name, Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Halyard, H-A-L-Y-A-R-D, and both of my CDs will pop up. You can also contact me, 904-563-5223. And that's 904-563-5223.
All right. Order her CDs. They are wonderful. I listened to her CDs. She has some beautiful anointed CDs. God has truly blessed her. So we thank God for you, Evangelist. This is family day, so if you can, listen up. Oh, we have much, much more. So I thank God today. You know, we serve an awesome and a great God. And, you know, he loves families. He created families in his image. He created fathers. He created mothers. He created children. And the first family he created was Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. He created them in his image. And he told them, you know, to take authority in the earth realm. So God created you. You can do the same thing. The same thing. When the enemy's coming at you like a flood, God raises up that standard. Say, Jesus, 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 I need you, Jesus. Every hour, every minute, every second, we need Jesus. We can't do without him. We think we can. We think we can. We try to do things in our own strength, but we can't do it. So today, we have another woman of God on, Jackie. Press 1, Jackie Travis. She's on here. I don't know if she's ready yet. All right, hold on, Jackie. We're going to put you on live. I tell you what, God has some anointed, awesome people of God. He has truly given his talents freely to people. He's deposited, you know, gifts in his people, full of gifts. He gives them freely. He gives, you know, all kinds of gifts to his people, spiritual and physical gifts to his people. So the Tamara Halyard, he's given her the gift of song, and the next woman of God, Jackie Travis, he's given her the gift of song also. I tell you what, they are truly blessed women of God. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed this morning. I have all my family here. My daughter graduated from high school. I got my sister-in-law here, my little niece here, and all my nieces and nephews. We got about 10, 15 people already here coming to help celebrate. So I know you said today was family day.
Amen.
I wanted to get them to sing, but they all not with me, and the other ones in the car talking about they can't sing. So I don't know. But anyway, we're going to go ahead on and sing.
Yeah, that Gloria. I said she better get on this radio and sing with you.
I'm going to get Gloria. I'm going to get a, it's hard time trying to get up out of the bed some days. But that's going to stop, too. I know how to get them up.
All right, now.
I don't like to spare the rod. But anyway, we're going to go ahead on the thing. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
That's it. Thank you.
Amen. Woo! Awesome song. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing. I don't know about you, but I'm rejoicing even now. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day when we can see Jesus and we'll shout victory, victory, victory. We'll be honoring and praising Jesus. He's the one who gives us victory, not ourselves, not your family, Jesus. Yes, we are shouting and singing victory, 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 because when we all see Jesus, we're going to shout and thank him, because the struggle will be over. We will have victory, victory, victory in Jesus, and we can sit at his feet and be taught. We can sing songs of praise directly to him. We can behold his face. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. I'm rejoicing about it right now. Well, you know, many marriages are in trouble. Today is Family Day, so I want to pray a prayer for marriages today. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you will hear our prayer. For we come in the name of Jesus and the authority of your word. We come boldly before your throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for help in restoring marriages. We take our place standing in the gap for husbands, wives, against the devil and his demons until the salvation of God is manifested in husbands' and wives' lives. Father, we forgive them. Father, we ask for you to forgive them of their sins, transgressions, just as you have forgiven us. We stand firm in knowing that your Holy Spirit will convict and convince them of their sin, unrighteousness, and judgment. Help us, Lord, to remain sane and sober-minded. Help wives and husbands to remain sober-minded, temperate, and disciplined because of the love they have for each other and their children. And we commit them to you right now. May they be steadfast, remain self-controlled, remain chaste, good-natured, and kind-hearted, adapting themselves so the word of God may not be exposed to reproach, blaspheme, or discredit. Heavenly Father, I pray for husbands and wives now that they will be delivered from this present evil age by the Son of the living God, to whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We ask, Lord, that we be delivered from the spirit of rejection. Every husband, every wife, be delivered from the spirit of rejection and accepted in the beloved to be holy and blameless in his sight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before you and ask that you heal the broken marriages as Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. You have promised in your word that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved and also our households. Help us, Lord, to submit to one another in the name of Jesus. Every husband, every wife, help them to submit to one another in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to rebuke any plans the enemy has to keep, that would try to keep the family from being together. We know that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we stand firm and confident, knowing that he has no power over you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for hearing this prayer on behalf of families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as we strive for the love of God to reign supreme in our homes and for the peace of God to act as an umpire in all situations, in the name of Jesus, as we in our households, oh God, serve you, oh Lord. May our families know that you are Lord, in the name of Jesus, spirit, soul, and body, that you watch over your word to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. So I thank God for families, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, children. I thank you for restoring families in the name of Jesus. Well, today we're blessed to have a woman of God from New Orleans. The Spirit of the Lord is upon her because he has anointed her to preach the good tidings to the meek, the good news of Jesus, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. She has been a guest on Bible Storyland many times, and we are truly grateful for her taking time out of her busy schedule again today to be with us this morning. Her name is Minister Vivian George, and she has a word from the Lord for us today. Good morning, Minister Vivian George. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. I've just been enjoying all the prayers and everything that have gone on. I just thank God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. Praise God.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, and we're ready for the word.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I won't go into prayer, but I just thank God that the prayers has already gone forth. We're going to talk about this morning on Bible Story Land, effective family relationships, since this is family day. Praise God. Hallelujah. How to have good family relationships. Praise God. I am on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday night at 7 p.m. If you care to listen in, we teach on families and different aspects of life, hurts and all kind of things. But if you would like to come on and listen to us every Sunday night at 7 p.m. our time, 714-409-0578. Praise God. We would love to have you on. Effective family relationships. You know, this past week I've been teaching two people on love. And I won't go into teaching to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 this morning, but I will expound this on love. First thing in a family relationship, we have to learn how to love. How to love each other. First, how to love from God, love ourselves, and then we can love others. 1 Corinthians teaches us first how to be patient. If we go on down there and when it says charity, that's love. It first teaches us how to be patient with one another. And at the end of that chapter, it teaches us how to endure and how to bear all things. See, we have gotten so high-minded in this world today that we don't want to bear anything. We don't want to put up with nobody's mess. We got this thing that we don't want, I don't have to put up with your mess. But when you truly, 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 truly love, and as I talked this week, there was one girl, 21 years old. She said, well, you know, I never saw it like that. I said, love is very deep. Love is very deep. When you truly, truly know how to love a person, you'll learn how to put up with everything they do because God's going to give you the patience first. The patience. We don't want to have patience, praise God. But we got to have patience. Why do we have so many broken marriages? Because we don't know how to love each other. We need to learn the love chapter. We need to study it out. I just sit down and study. And, you know, as I was teaching them, these two people this week, I really saw myself all over again. There's a lot I'm missing. If you can't see yourself in the Word of God as you study it, then you still haven't arrived. And see, we will never, never come to the arrival state. God is ever teaching us things. And I began to look at myself all over again. I really don't know how to love. Yeah, but guess what? He's teaching me. He's steady renewing me. He's steady doing things in me. And this is what I want you to see this morning. See yourself. See God's steady action, steady in you. Making you, molding you, shaping you in the person that He would have you to be. We have to go back to God's way, the way He has ordained it. And I'm going to lay out some scriptures. I won't go through all of these because of time this morning, but if you like to copy down some scriptures, we're going to talk about the financial relationship, because I realized this has a great part, and I talked to another family this week, and they are in a turmoil. I don't see no way that family can get back together, but only God can. But it is a turmoil right now. And when you all things boil down, sometimes it boils down to money. Financial relationships. These verses, 1 Timothy 6:6-11, 1 Chronicles 29:11-12, Deuteronomy 8:17-18, Proverbs 11:24-28, Proverbs 13:11, Proverbs 14:23, Proverbs 15:6, 15:16, 17:22, Proverbs 20:4, Proverbs 21:5-6, Proverbs 20:25, Proverbs 24:30-34. We're talking about the subject of who controls the family purse. Effective family relationships concerning the financial relationship. Who controls the family purse has been generating a lot of arguments and mixed feeling amongst couples throughout the inhabited world. Personally, I feel that If any couple regards themselves as one, these arguments should not arise at all. We ought to know that we are one. Praise God. To help couples overcome the money management problem, I'd like for us to examine this all-important thing we call money. I'm telling you, because money is a nasty thing when we get to it. Praise God. In the early days, our forefathers used to trade by barter. They simply exchanged their wares for their needs. With civilization and modernization, we have come to the stage where we use different currencies as means of exchange. The misplacement of priorities and a bad value system makes us place undue emphasis on money. It is a shameful thing that couples could quarrel and wound themselves over money, which they may not have. Sometimes we fuss and argue over money that, you know, we can get in the biggest argument over money. And don't even have it. Well, you should have done this, and you should have. And I mean, we can just tear each other up. Well, if you would have been out there working, if you wouldn't have taken off, and if all we can go with many, many ifs. And we can just hurt and wound the other person. We're not thinking about love that we have for one another. We're thinking about what that person have not done for us, because we're only thinking of ourselves. My God, hallelujah. read in the Bible about money and adjust by doing the following. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 through 11, and see what it says. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to that verse right now. That's 6 through 11. 1 Timothy. But godliness without contentment is great gain. Godliness is supposed to be first. Love is supposed to be first in our lives. But we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. How many of us don't want to be content in what state we are in? Oh, my God. We better look at ourselves this morning. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. You can bring snares in your marriage. You can bring snares in your life. Looking for great gain and riches. God said he is the one that gives riches. Don't you try to do it. Well, I wish I'd have married a rich man. I wish I'd have married a man with more than this. Oh, we got it bad, church. We got it bad. And God cannot bless us because we're looking at it the wrong way. Let's go on. And to many foolish and hurtful lusts, we fall into many hurtful lusts because we're looking for money, which throw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet it after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Money has caused people to err from the faith. They have lost their first love. My God. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness. Listen what it say, follow after. Godliness. Faith. You got to learn how to have faith in each other. Love each other. Love. Patience and meekness. Woo! That's the word of God. That's the word of God. I'm not telling you something out of my own mouth. I'm telling you this morning what God loves in a faithful marriage. Declare your financial position, salary, or business income with each other. Don't hide nothing from each other. You know, we got a lot of people hide stuff. Well, I ain't going to let him know what I brought in. I'm not going to let her know. Oh, my goodness, the devil is there having his field day, isn't he? Wow. Operate either different or common bank accounts together. Do not hide anything. Well, I got me a bank account over here. If you don't go back the way God has ordained it and walk together, you're going to fall into snares. Do not enter into any secret financial deals because you do not know tomorrow. No sign of income should not provide excessive and unnecessary demands. Don't demand something you don't have. Praise God. When money flies away, couples should not behave as if money is the only source of happiness and oneness. We should be pulling together and say, honey, we're going to pray together. I'm going to love you in spite of because you made an oath unto God when you got married. For better or worse, through sickness and health, for richer or poor. Where did it go? Where did it go down the line? You lost sight on all your promises to God. My God, there should be no suspicion or causes for suspicion. There should be no partiality between couples in spending their money on their respective relationships. Spend your money together. This is a together thing because you're one. Oh, he don't need to know what I spend. Or he out there spending it on another woman or another man. Oh, this thing is bad right now, church. Or on young boys. This thing is bad. And I'm finding that it's more women have to accept their husbands now with another man. That would be hard for me. When God said he made man and woman to be together. If you like, decide how much incidental and necessary expenses you can make without frequent money conferences. Avoid the divisive role of money and enjoy money if you have it together. Together. It's supposed to be a together thing. Because God made man and he gave him a woman that they should walk together and love and enjoy this life together. No hidden secrets. Fears and reasons some husbands express and give for hiding their purse from their wives. She is too demanding. These are some of the things that men complain about. Listen, you will hear them. She is too demanding. She will send all hers to her relations, to her people. I have heard that. She is a financial waste pipe. She is wasteful. Let's look at our saleswomen. She does not appreciate or understand my position in times of difficulties. Are you going to tear him down when he loses job? We are in that job pipe now where many, many are losing their jobs. Are you going to tear him down because he's been laid off? Jobs are hard to find now. She is lazy and does not make any income. She is too expensive. This is what men say. Let's see what the wives say about the husbands. He opens his hands, takes my income, and disappears. I'm out here working, and he's taking all my income, and he's going spending. I know something like that. Husband don't work. The wife out there working. He taking all her check going spending it. I know what we'll say. Oh, it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't let it. You go to Proverbs. Proverbs tells a woman how to build her house, how to keep love in her house, and how to draw her husband back to her. To what God wanted him to be. He will spend it either in drinking, smoking, pools, betting, or womanizing. If you love him the way God said, God will draw. He does not buy clothing for me. He does not give me pocket money. He does not care for my relations, my people. He does not provide food and money. He is very stingy and ungrateful. He is very aristocratic. Do you hear any of these things said by the man or the woman from other women? Or maybe from yourself? We have to look at ourselves before we can look at someone else. And that's what I always tries to do, and I fail in many areas, let me tell you. But I do search myself because, and another thing I teach on is prideful relationships. Pride It's got this whole world. And if you can't see yourself, we all have a sense of pride. Pride cometh before a fall. Pride will tear your marriage to pieces. Pride will tear you to pieces. I look at myself, and I say, Lord, take away the pride. Take it away, but I see it coming. You got to see yourself. See, one thing we have to recognize, if we can't see ourselves, we are losing it. Turn that light back on yourself. Get the plank out of your eye instead of before you can get the mote out of somebody else's eye. Praise God. None of these reasons, no matter their genuineness, is reasonable enough to allow money to break up a family. All these that I just mentioned to you is not reasons enough to break up a family, because we should have enough love for one another. Couples should resolve these problems together and onward to go a steady, happy family living. Money is not everything. Jesus is everything to me. Jesus should be the number one priority. What would Jesus do? He gonna love. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. All right, this week, I find when I talk to one couple, trying to tell them, they have stopped the sexual relationships. That's a no-no. The wife felt like she's right. She don't like him anymore. She don't like, oh, he snores too hard. You have to endure. I cannot stand to be in there. Go to Genesis 2 and 25, Genesis 4 and 1, Proverbs 5, 15 and 23, Ecclesiastes 9 and 9, 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5, Hebrews 1, 3 and 4, and Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 12. Adjust sexually to satisfy each other. You married so that you can satisfy each other. Neither one of you all don't have to go out to get satisfaction. You be content, as we came in earlier, in what state you are in. Praise God. There should be no sex outside of marriages. Sexuality should be enjoyed proportionally by both. Wives should neither bet nor give preconditions for sex with the husband. Neither should refuse the other for any reason except for prayer, fasting, and that should be an agreement. Know and apply correct techniques before doing and after intercourse for sexual satisfaction for the both of you. Maintain self-control. Consider the times of birth, menstruation, success, sadness, and strains. Be prepared for the end results of sexuality. Avoid mocking or blaming each other for any sexual inabilities. Seek medical solutions to any forms of sexual deficiencies in either spouse. Avoid extramarital relationship because of the grave consequences. Avoid that. Because of the grave consequences, you'll pay a deep price. It causes sometimes sexual diseases transmitted from one to the other. Service relationships. Learn to serve one another in love. That's what I'm talking about. Learn how to serve. Learn. It didn't say you know how to do it. It said learn how to do it. Because you love God so much. Because you love God so much, you want to learn how to do things. We're just not to be robots out here doing something. God got his whole word here to teach us. This is a roadmap to teach us how to be obedient to him. How to serve down here. How to love each other down here. in all the little things that happen daily, in the time of childbirth and sickness, in household chores when there is no servant or maid, doing family ceremonies and parties, in purchasing and marketing, how we to go about. Praise God. Observe the following divine guidelines. Parents should accept responsibilities over the rearing and training of children. Parents should provide for their kids. Parents should supervise the choosing of friends and marriage partners. Children should unconditionally obey God's instructions from parents. Children should accept discipline as a sign of love. There should be free flow of information between parent and kids. Children should not, by their action, lose parental blessing. You know, I was looking on last night how Creflo was trying to chastise his daughter. I would never let my daughter go out at 1 o'clock at night. And I don't agree with him. And I know many wouldn't. But if it took whipping her butt, you know, I was brought up like he was. And I am brought up, as the words say, to chastise a child. And I hear Sister Caritha many times on her program, how to train up a child. And I feel like if a child be obedient to their parent, according to the word say, that child is going to be blessed. But if that child is disobedient, God will let his wrath fall upon you. And I know that's a praying family for their children. And I've always heard him say that his girls, he will be very protective of him. And in these days and time, you must be. And I won't get off on him. But I'm quite sure he's a man and he loves his children and he is trying to train his children up in the admonition of the Lord. I remember when my daughter was that age and she wanted to go out and she told me she'll be back after 12 and I told her, no, baby, and it was 10 o'clock. I said, oh, no, 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 no. You will be in my house every night at 10 o'clock. No later. I didn't believe my daughter, my baby, being out after 10 o'clock. And today we laugh about it. I just couldn't take it. My daughter being out after 10 o'clock. And now it's worse because there is so much stuff now with drugs and people putting drugs and planting and so much going on in this world. You just can't let your daughters go out there all time of night. I wouldn't want my daughter out at 1 o'clock at night. I don't care what the rest of the people are doing. But I'm raising my house. And I'm rearing my house. I'm teaching my children in the way. And my daughter's grown now. She's 35 years old. She has her own family in Atlanta, Georgia. And we look back at things I might have done wrong and things I didn't do wrong, but I know one thing. I was not letting my daughter go out after 10 o'clock. Praise God. Operate your family independence of all extended family members. Accept only the good advice from them that will give help to you and help build a good family. Don't let anybody teach your children because people will tell you, oh, it's nothing wrong with letting them go out and have fun. Oh, no. Get advice from good people whose children is on the right track. Take care of them and provide for them if you can. They are your admirers and advisors. Mothers-in-laws should not be allowed to spoil the family peace. Treat all with equal amount of love, concern, and provision from both husband and wife. Avoid their infusion in their marital affairs. Don't let the outside come in and interfere in your marital affairs with teaching your children. Because that is a way. See, the devil is waiting for a way to get in your home and try to break up your family. And whatever way that there is a weak link, he's going to try and get in. He can come in through a rebellious child, or through a wife, or through a husband, or through a relative. You have to keep the relatives and say, this is our home. We're going to do it. We're going to take care of it. Be gentle. Know how to talk to your relatives. Don't hurt their feelings, because you are operating in love. In love. And make sure if they are going to have some input, that they are operating out of the love of Christ. You know that they won't do anything to harm your family. But be very careful, because God did not give your wife or your husband or your children to somebody else to raise. It is our God ordained man, woman, and children. I am so grateful for this program, because as I listened to it many times on Sister Caritha talking about this family, it can go so deep, and I can go on and on for days and days and months on the family. But we can only take in just a little bit at a time. And let it soak in. Our families are hurting so bad. Our families are hurting so bad. That's why we have so many boys getting killed on the street. So many turn into drugs. So many, because we have so many broken homes. We need to go back. And until family go back to what God has ordained, we will continue to see the breakdown of the home. We must go back to knowing how to love each other, to how to care for each other, how to walk together. I thank you for listening today, and I pray that this little message has been a great help to you. In Ephesians, it tells about the child relationship, Ephesians 6, 1 and 9, Proverbs 22 and 6, 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15, and so on. I pray that God blesses upon you today, and you will have a great family relationship and home. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Effective family relationships. She told us from A to Z, how to handle and have effective relationships. We can't be selfish. We have to come before God who created marriage and say, Father, help us know how to be married to one another. Because, you know, we don't know. He's the one who created marriage. How can we go to a counselor outside of God? How
Amen.
Can we go to someone who is not godly and say, what can we do about our marriage? So I thank God for the message she brought and how she talked about finances, how we can let something like that get in between our relationship and break down the marriage. This my money. That's my money. You know, we got to let go and let God. Do it God's way or the marriage will not work. So I
Amen.
Thank God for the word that she brought forth on how to handle our finances, how to be married according to God's plan. You know what? You can't write a book on how to cook a baked chicken and then you don't follow the recipe. You got to follow God's guidelines for marriage for it to work. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. That's why we're having so many marriages that are falling apart, because they're not doing it God's way. So I thank
Amen.
God for you, Sister Vivian. That was an awesome, powerful message, power-packed message. So if you want to listen to the message that she gave on Bible Storyland again, go to www.blogtalkradio.com type in Bible Story Land, Caretha Gantling, and today's date is June the 9th, 2020, and you can listen to that message again. So thank you so much, Sister Vivian. I appreciate it. Now, is there anyone on here who is not saved? Press 1. All right, it appears that everyone's saved. What about backslid? Anybody in here? Anybody on here backslid? You know, left their first love, God. You know, we can't love our mates if we don't love God. I don't know if any of you've seen that movie called Fireproof. That young man couldn't love his wife, and she couldn't love him because they didn't have the love of Christ in their heart. They didn't have Christ's love themselves, so they couldn't love each other. But I tell you what, when you get saved and you learn how to love the Lord, by God, he will heal your marriage. So, I want to make an announcement on Bible Storyland this morning. This is a special announcement. You know, I've been ministering on here for a couple of years, and I pray that I have been a blessing to you, that I've enriched your life in some way. And if the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow a seed to this ministry, we would appreciate it. We want to continue on, you know, following God's instructions, but we're asking for financial seed from you if you're so led to do so. We're not, you know, only if you're led to do so. And you can send your seed to Caretha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Bible Storyland, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Caretha Gantling, Bible Storyland, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. All right, so if you're led to do so. Well, I thank God for each of you. It is prayer time, so if you need prayer for your marriage, prayer for your children, prayer for your mate, press 1, and we will say a prayer for you. All right, hold on. All right, Brother David, how you doing again?
Hey, glory be to God. I'm doing great.
Amen. You have a prayer request.
Yes, I'm praying first and foremost. I'm asking that people go to God even when they don't need something. You know, in other words, don't wait till you get in a bad situation or something, or you want something before you go to God. I'm asking that people put God first in everything that they do. That will make your relationship better. That will make your life better. And that will make you be of a peaceful nature. When it's of God, it's happy, it's love. Everything don't have to be a struggle. Me personally, I look back at my life, my childhood, what I've been through and where I came, and that helped me realize that God loves me because of where I've been and where he has me today. If the devil wanted me destroyed, it would have happened a long time ago. It's been plenty of opportunities. I look at my childhood. One time we lived in a wooden house where our rent was $50, and we didn't even have, sometimes the lights would be out. Sometimes we couldn't pay the bill. And all the things my mother went through growing up. And, I mean, there were just so many opportunities for me not to be successful. That's why I know that God loves me, because I'm here today, and I'm allowed to uplift the name of God. So I'm just praying that people start putting God first and they build a relationship with God, and that will help every other relationship they have. I also ask God to increase and bless the platforms that he allows me to interact with, i.e. Bible Storyland. Sister Gatlin, you have been such a blessing. That time that comedian said something to me at the Comedy Zone and you spoke those words of wisdom and told me not to do a thing, I want you to know I followed your advice. And God has blessed me tremendously in that atmosphere, so I'm thankful to you. Also to Prince Wim and his wife allowing me to MC at their spiritual thing at Papa Doc's. I just ask that the Lord bless both of you guys' organizations, and I pray that the Lord make it where the two can merge and grow each other together because of the spiritual nature that it has. And I just continue to ask. My son is going to Avonale for the whole summer. And I'm asking him and his relationship with God to grow stronger for his protection. God has already watched over my kids and blessed them, and my wife and my house, and I'm very thankful. And I'm especially asking my son's relationship to grow with God, because he's going to be off in New York on his own. He wants to do a lot of things that are dangerous, but being that God has took me through some things, and I've seen situations where people have had the whole world before them, but they don't want to go with man and do things that are risky and that could jeopardize their life. I've seen people over the years lose their life, and they had scholarships, they had jobs lined up, they had big things lined up. And I thank God that I've seen those, and I'm able to share those stories with my son. And I just want him to have wisdom not to go with the wrong people, because God has the whole world before him. And I just pray for God's protection over his life.
Amen. Well, listen, I want you all to know, they told me I had like 10 seconds left, but they're giving more time. But just in case it goes out, know that I am praying for you. Okay, just in case the show goes off, know that I am praying for you. All right, since they're still letting us be on, it's not recording anymore, but we're still on. So any more requests? Thank you so much, Brother David. I appreciate that request. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll be closing out, because as I said, it's like 10:31 or so. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God, that you are God who hears and a God who answers prayers. We appreciate you, Father God. And Father, I just come lifting up people everywhere, oh God. And as Brother David said, that they would have a relationship with you. They would not just come with their hands stretched out, or come when they're in panic mode, or when they just need something, oh God. That people would continually have a relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for blessing David Emmanuel, Lord God, and the platforms that you're giving him to speak in your name, to speak as the oracles of God. I thank you for the call of God upon his life, oh God. And Father, we lift up his son, that his son would not just take you for granted, but that he would continually honor and bless you, even when he goes away in New York, that he would not bow down to another God, but that he would serve you, Jehovah God, all the days of his life, that he would not be tempted by the ways of the world, but he would stay under your covering, under the anointing of you, oh God, that he would be led by your Holy Spirit daily, that he would be obedient to you, oh God, that he would be faithful to you all the days of his life, that he would not start chasing after the world, oh God, but he would continually chase after you, not only for Brother David's son, but I pray that for sons and daughters all over the world, that they would begin to run after you, to thirst and hunger for you as never before, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just thank you for everyone who came on Bible Storyland today. And I thank you, oh God, for blessing them throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, oh God. Draw them closer to you. Encourage your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for what you've done already. We bless you. Wow, it's closing time again. I enjoy speaking with each of you. I enjoy listening to you. I thank you so much for coming on Bible Storyland with us. Join us on Thursdays on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies at 5 p.m., June the 14th, and every Thursday, the first, second, third, fourth Thursdays, and again next Saturday, June the 16th, and every Saturday, the first through the fourth Saturdays. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. So I thank God for you. Talk to you soon. Love y'all. Bye-bye.